आप हैं SBS हिंदी के साथ। And we are back to Colonial Connections. We've given you several anecdotes about camellias, exporters of sheep, and a woman who had to come here but go back unhappily because of the White Australia policy. And giving us all these interesting anecdotes is Samia Khatun, writer and cultural historian, known for her documentaries and her book, Australia Nama, The South Asian Odyssey in Australia. Welcome to the Hindi show. Once again, we love your stories and our audiences are engaging with them in a very big way.
Oh, it's a delight to be here.
Thank you, Samia. Samia, tell us something about Lascars. I believe a lot of Lascars came here. So who are Lascars from India?
Okay, so the Lascars were basically the ship workers who are labouring and toiling in any British ship that is actually crossing the Indian Ocean. One of the most incredible things is that from the moment that British ships start arriving to Australian shores, there's an untold story of the South Asian workers, usually men, who are working in the bowels of those ships. And these people are known as the Lascars.
All right. So you were telling me about Abdul Sattar, who was a Lascar and who came down here towards the end of 1800s?
Yes. Well, he's one of these wonderful figures who really shows that Lascars were not just ship workers, they were also traders. What we see is that this is a 17-year-old man. He's 17 years old when he first works his passage to Sydney. And what he's doing is he's entering the ship with all his cousins and a number of family members. But he gets on the ship with a whole, a basket of textiles, chikon. So he's from Hooghly in what is West Bengal now, and at that port of Hooghly there is lots of production of that embroidered cloth chikon, and there's an international network through which this chikon is actually being exported through people like Abdul Sattar. So we find that he works his passage to Australia. Then he actually gets off at the Australian ports, wherever he lands, whether it's Sydney or Melbourne, and then he wanders around the streets of Sydney and Melbourne selling chikon, selling this embroidered cloth.
Wow. That is really an entrepreneurial skill, you know, and very, very enterprising, I would say.
Well, what's absolutely fascinating is that because Abdul Sattar is literally got... maybe he's doing like 3 or 4 trips per year. So we actually start to see him, as he ages, get more and more entrepreneurial, right? So he's at first just working in the port cities of the Australian colonies. Then you actually start seeing him trading up and down the river system, the Murray-Darling River system of New South Wales and Victoria. So these Abdul Sattar sort of encapsulates this entire world of textile traders that on foot will wander through from town to town along the river system, actually selling textiles. And not only does he, you know, manage to do this for 4 years, he actually makes quite a bundle of money and in the end opens his own textile import shop in the city of Perth.
Oh, just amazing. Absolutely indomitable spirit some of these people have. And we salute these people who came way back in late 1800s or very early 1900s and made such a wonderful life.
Oh, well, one of the things that I've drawn a lot of strength from in the stories of these people is, as you say, the indomitable spirit. But, you know, you get to see that not only is Abdul Sattar just trading in textiles, he maintains his connections to Hooghly and he maintains his connections to West Bengal. So we actually have glimpses of his letters from his mother in the 1890s and also the 1900s. And, you know, you get this letter from his mother at one point which says, your family is very ill, your son is very ill. So we know that he married, married and kept moving back and forth between Hooghly and Perth. And, you know, of course, when he gets this letter, he gets on the next ship and he goes home. He goes home as fast as he can. And once he arrives at Hooghly, he finds that his son has actually passed away. And he missed his son passing away. And he's absolutely stricken with grief.
Aww.
And as these things happen, within the next 4 months, his mother, who had written him that letter, also passes away.
Aww.
So you can imagine the kind of grief this man would have been experiencing in Hooghly. And at that time, by then it's 1907, and the White Australia policy is at its absolute height. And so then he is barred from getting back into Australia, even though he's got this, you know, thriving textile business in Perth. But he keeps at it. He mobilises his contacts in the textiles trading networks. He mobilises his contacts in Perth, in Fremantle, in Adelaide, in Sydney. And in 3 years' time, he manages to get permission to come back to Australia. And there is beautiful photographs of him where you see in his eyes that dogged determination that, no, empire is not going to win. I will live my life how I want.
It's
inspiring.
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much again for all these stories. They are most inspiring, and congratulations to you for having researched so much and gone through all this history.
It's a pleasure to be sharing these stories. Thank you.
Thank you. ऐसी ही और कहानियां सुनना चाहते हैं? एप्पल पॉडकास्ट, गूगल पॉडकास्ट, स्पॉटिफाई या फिर जहां आप पॉडकास्ट सुनते हैं वहां हम हैं।